Mini episode 560 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number one, stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode 560. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris. Our two guests today were selected in the 2015 NFL Draft. Ohio State cornerback Duran Grant went in the fourth round to Pittsburgh, and West Virginia defensive end Shaquille Riddick went to Arizona in the fifth round. Interestingly, in the Cardinals' scheme, he looks slated to play outside linebacker in the 3-4, which was not a position where he was placed in many draft rankings, although I did ask him about the potential of playing there. I spoke with these gentlemen at a draft party to benefit their foundation, Akron's very own, which Anthony Petrone of the Unheard Scene and the 21st Century Media Alliance organized at Wing Warehouse in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Anthony and his Knights of Columbus chapter did a great job, along with Wing Warehouse, of setting up this event, which drew a capacity crowd. We'd also like to thank the donors for the silent auction and Philadelphia 76ers guard Jakar Sampson for coming by the event and being a great sport, signing autographs and taking pictures with the crowd. All right, Duran, pleasure to be able to talk to you here this evening. You are somebody who has a 40 time that actually compares favorably to Trey Waynes, who was expected to be the first cornerback taken, so your athleticism is obviously not in any doubt. What are the things you have been working on as far as the football skills here with your off-season workouts to try to convince everyone about your status for the draft?
Just really working on my intelligence in the classroom. Really working on my intelligence in the classroom every day, just looking at film work, getting ready for the next level, because that's the biggest transition for me is the intelligence in the film room and also on the chalkboard.
I know you guys have been going through a lot of very vigorous off-season workouts and a little bit of coaching after the fact here getting ready for the draft. In terms of the film study, what are some of the things that you've learned about yourself to try to make yourself a more natural, instinctive player at the next level?
I say the small things, really. Alignments, formations, everything like that. It's different going from college because you go against spread offenses, going to the pro style more. So you got to look at the formations. That's the difference.
Well, look forward to you hopefully getting drafted as high as the second round, potentially. Best of luck to you. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Excellent. And Shaquille Riddick, pleasure to be able to talk to you as well here. You are somebody that I know you have been making the comparison, hopefully, in terms of reaching the upside of becoming like a Jason Taylor-type player. You have that kind of elite speed off of the edge. In terms of what you've been trying to convince pro teams of through your workouts, what are some of the things you've been trying to get across as far as your strength and your ability to gain strength as you go forward?
I mean, I'm this person, I just kind of put like it speaks for itself. I started out coming out of high school at 170 pounds, and I'm 260 pounds today. So, I mean, I'm the type of guy, the proof is in the pudding, you know. So, I don't really got to tell them too much. They can see everything they need to know.
Now, you're somebody that I don't see getting listed anywhere potentially as a 3-4 outside linebacker, but when you think Jason Taylor, when you think that ability to come off the edge, is that something NFL teams have been asking you about as far as potentially switching to that at some point?
I'm getting a variety of both. There's some teams that see me as a traditional defensive end in a four-man front, and there's some that see me standing up in a 4-3 outside linebacker scheme. It all just depends on what the scheme is the team runs, so they see me real versatile as being able to do both. And then I picked up some weight, so they know I'm heavy enough to put my hand in the ground, too, if they need me to do that.
All right, well, we thank you for your time. Good luck. Hope you get drafted in a nice spot, Shaquille.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.